The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's the feast of St. John of the Cross today. St. John of the Cross, 16th century Spanish Carmelite priest, great reformer of the church from an era in history that's sometimes called the Counter-Reformation or the Catholic Reformation. St. John of the Cross, he's one of my favorite saints. He's one of 37 doctors of the church. Now, I can't remember if I've told you about that before, so let me just refresh your memory. You know what a doctor of the church is? Means two things. Every doctor of the church, first of all, has taught something unique that's of benefit to the entire church throughout the world and down through all the ages that no one else has ever elucidated before. That's the first thing that makes a doctor of the church. And the second is that they have a level of holiness that shines out even among the rest of the saints. So, you know, the highest endorsement the church can ever give to anyone's life is to declare them a doctor of the church. Consider how many, I don't know, thousands of saints that we have. Only 37 doctors of the church. One of them is St. John of the Cross. Now, of all the things I could tell you about St. John of the Cross, we're going to talk about just one today, okay? And that is the subject of detachment. I'm trusting this is something that you've heard about before, all right? The subject of detachment. Jesus says in the gospel, a man has two sons. One of them says, "No, I won't do my father's will," but later he goes and does it. The other wakes up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and he says, "Yes, yes, I'm going to do my father's will today," and he proceeds to not do his father's will. Does that second son sound familiar to you at all? Does that describe you? Wake up in the morning, got the bestest of intentions. You say, "I'm going to be good today. This is going to be a good day." But before the day's over, all of your best intentions, they collapse like a bad souffle. Sound familiar? Okay, sounds familiar to all of us. One of the problems that leads to that is that you are attached. And detachment, it's one of the most important things in the spiritual life. Very brief explanation of it today, just very brief. Most people have heard of detachment. Most people have only a vague understanding of what the word means. Or they think of being detached as holding on loosely or not clinging too tightly to things. Vague understanding. We want to have a clear understanding. So here's our definition of an attachment. An attachment is a freely willed clinging to a created thing for its own sake. That's St. John of the Cross. A freely willed clinging to a created thing for its own sake. That's an attachment. First thing an attachment is a freely willed clinging. It's not an emotion. It's not a feeling. It's not a knee-jerk reaction that you have when someone says or does something to you. An attachment is an exercise of your free will. You choose it willingly. An attachment is not a feeling of pleasure. You know, you throw back a cold drink on a hot day and you say, "Gosh, this is just so nice. I wonder if I'm attached." No. You know, God made pleasure. It's involuntary and it's good. An attachment, rather, is always freely chosen. And to it's a created thing for its own sake. So consider this. Foundational spiritual principle is, you were made for a union with the persons of the Trinity. That's why you exist. You were created by God for an intimate, deep, personal, and eternal love with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Everything in the world has been given to you by God as a gift that's supposed to lead you to that goal. If it doesn't lead you to that goal, it's getting in the way. When we choose something that God has made that gets in the way of our goal, that is an attachment. Okay? An attachment is a very small idol. It's a clinging to a created thing for its own sake. And you know the clearest telltale sign that you're attached? Excess in use. Where you find excesses in your life, you can be certain that you have found an attachment. For example, if you eat more than you need to for the sake of your health and, you know, keep yourself going, you have an attachment to food. It's not advancing your mission. If you're, always taking vacations here and there, but you're not resting from anything, right? There's no labor that you're restoring yourself from. You have an attachment to travel. Anything that is an excess is a spiritual defect. It's something you're propping up in your life as a little idol, and it's a substitute for God, and it's getting in the way. We want to go through our lives all day long asking ourselves one question repeatedly. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing what I'm doing? The answer always has to do something with this is leading me to God, this is necessary for my vocation. There always has to be a reason. Because it's this mission that you're advancing. Imagine, for example, a battalion of soldiers, and they land on the coast of Normandy, and it's D-Day in World War II, and they've got a mission. Their mission is to get into Germany and end this bloody war. And some soldiers, they never forget their mission. Every step they take, every action they do, it's ordered towards ending this bloody war. But imagine some soldiers that think to themselves, hey, I'm in France, and I want to take in some of the sights. Let's do a little bit of touring as we make our way merrily along. That would be kind of like a worldly example of what an attachment is. It's getting in our way. Anything that's not helping you towards your goal is a hindrance, St. Jose Maria Escriva once said. Cast it off and throw it far away from you. Here's St. John of the Cross on detachment. He said, in detachment, your soul will find quiet and repose. Because by coveting nothing, you'll never be worn out by joy or burdened by sadness. Rather, you'll be unshakable in the center of your own humility. So ask yourself, do you find, as you make your way through the day, do you find quiet and repose? Or rather, do you find that you're worn out? Do you find that you're always burdened? Do you find that you're always shaken by this or by that? If the answer is yes, then you can see why it's so important that we become detached. Now, how we become detached, that's the subject of a separate homily. But long story short, it involves doing away with the things that you're attached to until you're the master and not the slave. Right? That's how we become detached. St. John of the Cross once had a vision. And in his vision, he saw three roads. Two roads were wide and one road was narrow. One of the wide roads was filled with all the consolations of the world, things like honor and prosperity and wealth and all the good things of the world. One of the wide roads was filled with all the consolations of the spiritual life, things like abundant time and peace and understanding and clarity and all things. But the third road St. John saw was narrow, and it had nothing at all on it. He wrote the word nada, 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 the Spanish word for nothing. Only the third road leads to heaven. Only the third, that's the road we all want to travel. The bad news is it's a toll road, right? The toll is perseverance, sacrifice, and detachment. Let's pray for the intercession of the saints to help us to make our way along the one road that leads to God alone. St. John of the Cross, pray for us.